1. Seishonagon. A witty observer of ancient court life. It was a moment of extreme embarrassment. Seishonagon, a lady-in-waiting to Empress Teishi, had mistakenly left her private diary out in public, and the visiting Minamoto no Tsunefusa had unkindly grabbed it and passed it around the court. Or perhaps not. Maybe Seishonagon had left it out on purpose and only pretended to be upset. The latter is thought more probable, as her pillow book seems clearly written for others to read. Seishonagon wrote of the bickering and frivolous style of court life between 993 and 1000 AD. Her writings include classic poetry for every occasion, amusing anecdotes, ironic observations, descriptive passages. The poignant writing style entertained her audience. One typically clever observation is that summer is much better for an affair, because the nights are so short that dawn breaks before lovers can sleep. Another is her heartfelt confession that feeling unliked is the most painful thing in the world. She says she would rather die than be second or third in her lover's affections. She also writes of less weighty matters, of cute things, such as seeing a baby bird being fed worms by its parents, or human children's fat little fingers. In addition, there is comment on politics, stories of great scary storms, and malicious comments about people's clothes, manners, and family background. The pillow book is the roughly 1,000-year-old equivalent of today's sensational blog or tabloid celebrity gossip. Murasaki Shikibu, who went to serve at court after Seishonagon, disliked her and accused her of showing off in unbecoming ways. But Seishonagon's writings reveal the world of a noblewoman at the time to have been intelligent, educated, and rich. She was perhaps flawed. She rarely wrote with sympathy for others and certainly showed off her high social status. But Seishonagon possessed an excellent memory, sharp humour, and a sense of beauty and sophistication that echoes down the ages.